Good evening, Double XL.
The name's Nelly Nell.
And members of your profession are few in number. I have a new toy.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Nell. I expect you to introduce yourself.
It's Nelly 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 Nell.
With Billy on the mic hosting your show, Influx Radio.
Another one, number
18.
Yesi Ocho, the yep. Ocho.
Number 18. And this week we are in the debunking business.
Hell yeah, a lot of rumors out there.
There's a lot of rumors flying around, throwing big numbers out there. Ever since Johnny Depp and Robert Downey Jr. got massive paydays, we have seen nothing less from everybody else talking about Wolverine, Hugh Jackman himself getting a four-picture deal for $100 million.
Yep.
Not true. Yeah. He basically says that he would never do that. Because
every single movie. Yeah.
What if the script sucks and you're already locked into doing like another three or four movies?
Or what if the one movie is super successful, the other one kind of sucks, and the other one, you know what I'm saying?
That is pretty much what happened. Yeah, you did a couple.
If
good
we look
ones,
at our archives, yep, that says pretty much how it went.
Your win to loss ratio is flipped.
Jeez.
Yeah. No, but he said he would never do that. He's not not in any, you know, multi-picture deal. He takes it as it comes, and so on and so forth. So
You do that to actors that are in, I don't know, let's say like Lord of the Rings.
Well, no, you do it to actors that you know you're gonna use again and again because you're planning something. Like
right,
you know,
before,
like Chris Evans,
imagine,
they tried to do a 9-picture deal with him, and I think they got it down to, or he got it down to 7 or something.
But what do you call it? It's like I just mentioned before. Could you imagine if they wouldn't have signed Viggo Mortensen?
Oh, yeah.
For you know Lord what I'm saying? Rings. For Lord of the Rings and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every contract would have been immense after the first one.
Well, they were filming them all simultaneously anyway, so I think it was just an ongoing deal. I thought it was just like, hey, we're doing 3 movies, whether you like it or not, even if this first one flops. But they asked him to come back for the Hobbit movies, and he was like, yeah, my character wasn't in The Hobbit, so no. So you got to give the guy mad props for that, because that...
Continuity.
Who would have thought that shit existed?
Like... if I'm not mistaken, he's a geek at heart. And like, I'm not in there. I don't think I was even born yet.
Yeah, my character was not on this side of the Nether Realm, or whatever the hell it's called.
God, well, you have at least what 3 days worth of film to watch.
That's ridiculous, man. God, stop releasing more footage. Keep that shit to yourself. Jesus. How much fucking footage do you need of the same damn thing?
To quote Randall, even the trees walk in this movie. It's people walking. And The Hobbit was people walking.
Yeah. God, Ian McKellen is just getting older. Stop making this guy film so much.
You think if he gets way too old, they'll give him a little hover around or an ECU?
Frodo, I have a mission for you.
But anyways.
No, but debunking another one, they keep throwing out there that that 50 mil is out there for the taking for Christian Bale as Batman to come back. And,
which, you know, it's going to be...
Man of Steel 2.
If he were to do it, you know, it's a guarantee.
Yeah, but it's been thrown out there like it's fact, but it's actually unverified. It was just they believe he would come back if the offer was out there for that much money, which...
Which, honestly, for me... I'd do it.
The only hang up he had was
you're gonna get the money. Are you kidding me?
Well, the only hang up he had was Christopher Nolan not being a part of it. He said he wouldn't do any more Batmans if Christopher Nolan wasn't a part of them. And now Christopher Nolan is basically weaved into all the future DC projects.
So he just might.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's 50 mil.
It's a possibility, but the fact that they're still out there, kind of shopping and playing the field, which also brings us to another. Another
but hold on, before you debunk that one, I mean, if you really think about it, if you were to drop that little treasure, that little nugget of confirmation of, yeah, Christian Bale's going to do it, the hype around that movie is going to be ridiculous.
But how greedy are they? Because they know that you're going to go see this movie even if he's not in it. So they could be like, let's save $50 million. Go get Joe Blow off the street to be Batman because they're going to go see it anyway. We're going to make our money back. And then they won't have to renegotiate with Christian Bale for the future films, which you'll have to have him in the Justice League if he's in Superman Batman. And then if you have him in the Justice League, how much is that going to cost them? So I could see where it would get expensive real quick. But again, it's Christian Bale. The guy already knocked it out of the park as the Dark Knight. And the continuity-wise, this could work. I mean, all this stuff in Gotham happened. Then this stuff happened in Metropolis. And you see Bruce Wayne watching this wherever he's at and being like, ah, God damn it, there's a goddamn alien roaming around who's an arrogant son of a bitch and killing it and at will, knocking down satellites. He knocked down one of mine. I'm going to have to go over there and show this son of a bitch who's boss.
He owes me for that satellite. That was at least a $3.5 million satellite, son of a bitch.
You get your ass to work. You better get some good press on Batman at that Daily Planet. No, but this could help set up a really cool and really big world if they get Christian Bale in there. Because then that, like I said, then that goes ahead and solidifies everything that he's done as the Dark Knight. And it almost evens it out
because, I mean, I think Cavill and Bale are in that
not too age, far. Well, not too far Cavill's off. Cavill's definitely younger.
He's younger, but it can't be by that much.
Well, Bale is 37, isn't he?
Is he?
I believe he's 37. Huh. Yeah, and Cavill is in his early 30s.
Okay, so see, it's not by much.
Yeah, which but is it almost is a accurate. Little bit older Batman, and is a little bit more experienced, which would give the commanding role why everybody always listens to Batman, because he's an experienced, smart individual. And then you get everybody back. You would get Michael Caine back. You'd get Lucius Fox, depending on whether they need them for the story. But you could have all those characters come back. And better yet, Gordon Levitt still has a shot to be Nightwing and potentially fill in for Batman if need be in any future Justice League movies. So, I mean, it all hinges on Bale coming back.
We can only dream, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We can only dream. Because obviously that's not what's going to happen.
Most likely. We want it too bad. We want it too bad.
Yeah, we're not going to get that.
But think about it. How solid would his career be if he did this? Because, I mean, look at Downey Jr. That guy, although he's an amazing actor, if he had just done, like, Iron Man 1 and been like, all right, guys, you know, I'm good. That was fun. He wouldn't have the opportunity for all the other roles and all the other accolades that he's getting now.
But here's my thing. Bale's not that guy, though. You know what I mean?
Well, he's not like a showboat or what? He is all about his craft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't like to be... I don't think he's going to want to be known for the one thing. You know what I mean?
I don't think he would be, though. I mean, here's the thing. The heat on his career, I think, is kind of cooling off a little bit, which... Again, he's an amazing actor. He'll get more work.
He is. I love him in Newsies.
But at the same time, if you don't do these big budget films, your name gets kind of pushed down to the bottom of the list, and then what are you up for? I mean, if your name isn't at the forefront of people's minds, then they're not going to cast you as frequently, I think. Because, I mean,
fair enough. I totally understand that.
Again, look at everybody in the Avengers. They're getting major play. And not just because they're in the Avengers, they're good actors, but mostly, I'm going to say that's a good part of why, well, this guy's going to have Avengers 2 coming out in another 2 years. Go ahead and slip him in here. Go ahead and put him in there. Go ahead and cast him in this. I mean, look at Hemsworth. You think he would have gotten as many roles or gotten the kind of attention he's gotten if he wasn't Thor? Chris Evans.
He did
Red Dawn. He's got a couple films in the works, but again,
I think his brother's. Honestly, I think that's the wrong example because I think his brother's doing more work than he actually is.
Well, again,
he has more notoriety, but the brother's actually doing. He's in that Paranoia film with Harrison Ford.
His brother
Ford
has to get his name out there because he ain't got nothing else. He was killed off in The Expendables, so he's, no sequel for you.
But shit, isn't that ridiculous? The younger brother gets to work with these iconic heroes of our, you know, of yeah, probably his brother's youth.
But let's
be
honest, he gets treated like a bitch.
No, man, I thought he was pretty cool, man. If it wasn't,
he probably got to be on set for like a week and then get a knife kicked in his chest
by no other than Van Damme.
If you're gonna go out, that's a good way to go.
Yeah, seriously, he was like, "Oh, thank you, Mr. Van Damme."
He was very respectable in that movie. Thank you, sir. I'm gonna go ahead and you guys gave me a great opportunity, sir. So I'm gonna go ahead and bow out, though. I love this girl over here.
And now they're giving it to the Twilight youngin.
Oh God. I'm actually pretty happy that most of them aren't getting much work. And see, that's a good example. How much work have they been getting now that they're out of Twilight? The heat on them is really cool because what's the Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
You don't see him anymore. He did that abduction movie, and I guess they thought that was going to be like a launching point for him. And
it's kind of hard. It's like, for example, to me, this was a big mistake, but look at Harry Potter. Like his first film, like one of his first films after Harry Potter, and it's a ghost horror flick. The Woman in Black.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, stray away from.
He knows.
Orlando Bloom, Jesus Christ!
But these people didn't take advantage of the fact that they were doing these movies. Orlando Bloom had a smaller window, I think, with his because...
Well, just he was, to me, Orlando Bloom was like typecast. Not necessarily, wait a minute, not typecast, he was era cast.
Yeah.
Because if you look at his body of work,
well,
it's everything, it's old England.
Yeah.
I think he has two films that he plays.
Yeah, like that Elizabethtown.
Yeah, Elizabethtown and another
that
was, one.
That tanked.
Yeah, and then another one where he isn't it where he's he gets involved with some chick that's involved with gangsters or something like that, and like some Jamaican town or something like that. I can't remember. But you know what I mean? It's like after
thing that I really liked him in was Lord of the Rings. When he was Legolas, he was pretty cool. But on the Black Pearl, he was a little bitch. Annoyed the crap out of me.
Oh, you have no idea, man. And to make him are you kidding me? The captain of the Flying Dutchman?
Jeez. Oh, no, yeah, he took the Flying Dutchman, that's right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Man, and to tap Elizabeth Swann every 10 years?
Yeah, he's tapping British Natalie Portman. Yeah.
British Natalie Portman. Okay.
Yeah. That's what she is.
Yeah, pretty.
Keira Knightley is British Natalie Portman.
She's actually hotter. I think.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. She pulls off. She pulls off a lot.
I think
more
the accent does it.
Well, because of the accent, no, and it's her face. She pulls off more of a sexy, sultry. It's like there's this.
She's pretty. You know.
Oh no, she's super thin. I mean, she's a titless chick. I mean, completely. There's pictures of her at the beach, and she looks like a 12-year-old dude.
She looks like
a 12-year-old kid. It just looks horrible. She has absolutely nothing on her.
Yeah, she looks like.
But her face and her accent. I don't know. I guess it compensates for that. I mean, unless you get to the point where, I mean, if you've gotten that far, you're a little too late. But I'm pretty sure it can't look that all. Awesome in bed. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. I would just think that Natalie Portman, she does it better for me.
Well, this is my thing. There's this commercial out there for J'adore or whatever that Natalie Portman did, and she tries to pull off like this sexy look into the camera, like come ravage me type.
No, you know who pulls really, that off?
Doesn't really pull it off. She does.
Charlize Theron plays that
oh,
off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You kidding me? But that's, dude.
Yeah, no, that's another league all its own. You don't get
Seriously.
Up to that level. No.
Mm-mm. Wow. But we digress. I mean,
entirely. Well, yeah, that was a whole different tangent. What were,
you see,
what were we even
you
going
see where
off
we were
on?
Going.
No,
you were
but
like one more. You were
no,
debunk.
No. What I was basically the point I was getting to here was that you keep up these big budget movies and you do it just to kind of keep your name still in the punch bowl for future projects. You get to do these fun and interesting projects and these cool new original scripts because you got the money coming in from the big budget projects and you also have your name out
but
there.
You got
to
be careful,
budget.
Though. You got to be careful because that's a very fine line, which Mr. Johnny Depp happens to have fallen to the one side. Because
but again,
honestly, like, if you look at Tonto, it's another Jack Sparrow, man. It's almost like
it was. And you know what, though? But that was his own fault for trying to play. You don't get to be at his level and then just be like, yeah, cast some nobody and I'll be his co-star. Who's going to go to see Lone Ranger because of Lone Ranger? Nobody knows who that guy is. Armie Hammer?
It's not. I mean, that's what I don't. We've had this conversation before where there's certain characters that just don't translate very well.
I think that could have been a great movie, but you needed to cast somebody else as Tonto. You can't put Johnny Depp there because he's going to play the quirky, you know.
That's his problem. Not everything is quirky.
That's
quirky,
that's
and
his,
weird. And, whoa, I'm crazy.
That's his thing.
Ooh.
No, but that's his thing, and it does work for him, but he's
to the point, did you ever see The Tourist?
Yeah. That was a good movie. I liked it.
It's good, but it's almost like you can't take him seriously as just playing a regular guy.
No, I didn't get that. I watched it. I thought it was good. I enjoyed it, but I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I know a lot of people didn't really pick up on that film because they were like, it's Johnny Depp, but not like we like to see him. People want to see Edward Scissorhands 2 or something.
He's actually gone on record saying that sometimes he'll be at the restaurant. This is how, I mean, as far as his acting prowess and his dedication to the art, he's actually gone to restaurants and has ordered dinner or have had complete conversation as Jack Sparrow and he doesn't even realize it. I don't have the tuna tartare, love. That was a bad Jack Sparrow.
But yeah, it was.
My Sean Connery at the beginning was pretty good, though, right?
That was you.
Yeah, you thought it was.
I didn't think Connery was here. No, but. But yeah, no. The third thing, though, that I was getting at was Nathan Fillion had said, bless you,
excuse me, guys.
Yeah. Nathan Fillion had said that he is not interested in playing Batman, which I never really pictured him as a Batman.
No. You're such a fucking liar.
What are you talking about, guy?
You do not remember that one show that we that all we talked about was Nathan Fillion for every role?
No, but I didn't say
we had him as the
all
Flash.
I said was, he's
as
not
Superman.
Interested. All I said is he's not interested. I'm not disagreeing with the guy. I think there are better names in the punch bowl than his. I think that he would make an awesome Green Lantern. Mainly, I don't think I want to see him as anything else. I think I've already put him in my mind as Green Lantern, so that's it. He's done. You're Green Lantern. Shut up and take it.
Oh, you know who? Just throwing this out there because I'm looking at the picture, but since he's already going to be painted green for Galaxy, for Guardians of the Galaxy, why not make make him Martian Manhunter?
No, he's got. Is there something about him that I just find odd? I really think
we're talking about Batista, just in case.
Oh, you're talking about Batista? I thought you were talking about Vin Diesel.
No, not at all. Group. No, Batista as Martian Manhunter.
No, but Batista, I'm sorry, lacks the intellectual capacity that I think Martian Manhunter needs to pull off. Sorry if that's harsh, any Batista fans. Yeah, he just doesn't seem like he'd be as eloquent as anybody else.
You realize if you look at all the covers and you look at all the superheroes, he's built like every single superhero is drawn.
Manhunter? No, Manhunter's bigger.
No. Batista.
Oh, yeah.
You slap on a Superman outfit, he's going to be the Superman that's drawn in every...
Doesn't he have a weird round head, though, Batista?
No, I'm just saying, in general. Yeah, it's a weird... Yeah, it's kind of weird, but the Martian Manhunter has a perfectly round head as well, so...
It's just shaved. Whatever.
I'm just saying, I think he's like... But look.
You know who else I could see is that? Idris Elba. Looking at the picture, Idris Elba in, like, green body paint would actually look pretty decent.
Except for the 32-inch biceps.
the, he doesn't have to be that strong.
What is that?
Look at Bale. Look at Bale.
He's yeah, a pretty, all suit.
Yeah, but he's a nice built Batman, but it's suit. Idris Elba, he could just be a regular looking, because if you also see, Manhunter now, is also in his alien
saying,
type of body.
Listen to what I was saying,
oh, I know, I know
saying,
what you're saying.
Yeah, Batista body has,
type. Yeah.
Has the body type of
he has a superhero every body type.
Single superhero, because even...
But so do a lot of the wrestlers. We have a poster gonna...
of the we have a poster of the Justice League, and that's what we're comparing.
But
and every single one of them.
But wait. You got this. Has to be thrown into context. Anybody that's a big comic book fan needs to know that it's an Ed McGuinness style Justice League, and Ed McGuinness, as you know, likes to bulk everybody up like massively.
Fair enough, but I just pull any
almost
cover,
cartoon style.
Pull any cover, yeah. And they're all massive. They're all.
But if you think about it, every wrestler has like the superhero body. The only problem is that. They can't act. That's
fair enough. That's not. But once again, that's not what I'm saying. It's not about acting at this point. I'm telling you,
you're just talking about look.
Physical. Yeah, the look. He has the physical prowess.
If we were doing an Anne Leibovitz like photo shoot, yeah, get all these guys.
Yeah,
get Batista. If we're just doing like a photo shoot,
perfect. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
No, I agree with that. But if you're going to do a movie with these people,
I think it would be amazing. What do you, The Rock would. The Rock makes. There's a picture out in the internet.
Black Adam.
As Black Adam.
Yeah, he
and
looks awesome.
He's freaking spot on.
Yeah.
So there's another one, but he actually can act.
But I wouldn't see him being able to play a bad guy. I wouldn't see.
He was the Scorpion King, and didn't you see Doom? Really, two
well,
bad
Scorpion,
examples.
Yeah, really. What? Even Scorpion King, it wasn't even him. It was CG.
Actually, whoa, we just caught ourselves.
No, I'm talking about Mummy 2.
Mummy 2. 2 was Scorpion King. He was technically the good guy.
Yeah, even at the beginning of Mummy 2, he was a good guy. Yeah, it was only at the end that
God,
he was
that
crawling
CG
around the ceiling.
Was horrible though.
What's worse is the CG in the third one that was like another 5 or 10 years later. How do you not progress? The guy still looks like it was made off of sci-fi systems.
Oh God. I mean, not for nothing. This is just a little side note. We're really hating on sci-fi. We wish we had the equipment and the ability to throw down those movies.
Jesus. We probably could if we just knew how to look for the
stuff to download the program.
Seriously.
But anyways, as we continue,
how bad is this new Ninja Turtles movie looking, man? What are your thoughts
know,
on
man.
It? I have seen the suits, and oh
but
my god!
But those are
god.
The suits, man. I don't know what the
I don't care,
we
dude.
See
I mean,
the end. We,
again,
the
CG,
story
CG
line...
versus CG versus what can actually be done in practical effects and real suits. I mean, come on, the 1990 movie of the Ninja Turtle was way better than anything that's been done since.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, it's still. It's just, you're looking at it with your heart. We're all looking at it with our hearts.
Yeah.
You know?
But they push back the release. What does that say?
dude, that's what I was, I said it before in a couple, I think it was two podcasts before, man. If I was an actor and I was given any of these roles, I wouldn't take it. As a director, I wouldn't take it because it's setting you up for failure, man. You know, Joss Whedon was made a success out of it. Christopher Nolan made a success out of it.
Well, look, it was supposed to come out in May of 2014, and now it's being pushed back to August 8th of 2014.
Well, they have to do right by the fans, and Mr. Bruckheimer knows that.
But again, your casting choices don't...
Bruckheimer, right? Yeah, Bruckheimer. Yeah.
Well, Michael Bay is the one.
Michael Bay, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I'm sure
they work together.
Yeah,
a lot,
I'm sure
so.
It's a Bruckheimer production or something, or however that works with whatever they do.
Yeah.
But their casting choices so far. You got William Fichtner as the Shredder. He would look menacing and badass behind the mask, but again, he's not Asian.
That's what kills me.
He's not Asian, and then. Megan Fox, I'm sorry. I know people are hating on her like crazy. I'm half one way, half another on this one. I don't necessarily like her as April because I've seen her movies.
Yeah, from the waist down, you're good to go. From the waist up.
Yeah. Will Arnett, though, perfect casting. one thing they got right. I don't know about the the Abercrombie models that are playing the Turtles. That's kind of odd.
Well, they're not going to be playing Turtles though. I mean, they're going to be covered in CG skin, so you're not going to see.
I know, but you do see them in pictures running around with these suits on, and it just looks weird.
It just again, kills me. It's like a little side note. The pictures of Giamatti with the rhino.
Yeah, the metal contraption that he's got on him.
The first time I saw it, I'm like, oh, come on. They're not going to make it like this metal suit that he wears or anything like that. And then I see like the X's and all that stuff. Like, oh, that's probably marking where mm-hmm. everything's going to go. That's the CG suit.
Whoopi Goldberg, she'll be fun in the movie. I've been wanting her to come back to movies for a while now, though.
Yeah, you missed her since Bogus.
That was a good movie, dude. I'm sorry. That was a good movie.
That my Whoopi Goldberg movies are
still sees weird shit when he
are the church.
Ever since he's been a kid, he's
what Sister Act. There we go. I had delayed reaction. Those are my two Whoopi Goldberg.
No, but
movies.
Haley Joel Osment being in Bogus, he's always been seeing some weird shit. It was only natural. He was in the TV version of The Shining, Bogus, and Sixth Sense. When is he not seeing dead people? I mean, this kid has a fucked up imagination. He needs to be in therapy.
Jesus Christ. Who needs to be in therapy is, what's her name? Dakota Fanning, man.
Why?
Well, since she's been little, man, she's been in some pretty messed up films, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, was it Hide and Seek? Yeah. I'm sure that had to screw her up. And then that last, was that one that she, doesn't she play like a rape victim or something like that?
I think. Or no, was it Abigail Breslin or was it Dakota Fanning?
No, I think it was Dakota Fanning.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Double checking.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was. Where she goes lives with Queen Latifah.
But she was in that Denzel film. That was a good one, Man on Fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's been through some shit, man. As a little, even though it's acting, it's got to scar a little bit.
Well, especially when you're a kid, though. Especially when you're a kid to be in something like that. It's kind of
all the
odd.
Explosions and all the just the manhandling. Because, I mean, she gets thrown into the truck. I mean, just.
Yeah.
It takes its toll.
I'm sure it does, especially since she was so young. You know, adults can go ahead and shake that shit off, but I don't know about her.
Well, she seems to be doing fine. Let's just say she's grown.
Hound Dog was the one.
Which one?
Hound Dog was the movie where she played a rape victim.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And what's the one that, oh, well, doesn't matter.
What?
No, I was trying, I could have sworn it was with, like, Queen Latifah or Jill Scott and some other ones where she, like, she moves to Georgia or something like that, or... I can't remember which one it was.
Georgia?
I can't remember. I don't think it's a Tyler Perry movie, though.
Never know.
This is the Georgia reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that.
Got that.
Anyway.
Gotcha. So.
Pardon me, folks.
Furthermore, what have you seen? What's new out there?
Well, you had the one more, weren't we debunking one more thing?
No. That was it.
Sure? That was it?
Yeah, because I threw out the Nathan Fillion thing where he was saying that...
yeah, he wasn't going to do it, but then... Oh, they confirmed Antonio Banderas.
And Expendables 3.
And Expendables 3, man.
That's good news.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah, I mean, he's been Puss in Boots.
For the longest time, man. His career's been... it's going to be awesome. It's going to be super awesome because it's the return of the assassins, if you think about it.
Yeah, because him... Well, if you think about
Stallone.
It... Stallone's basically just reliving his 90s in this one because he's got Demolition Man going on. He's got the Assassins going on.
I can't wait for it to see some sort of a script, some sort of description.
But you know what pisses me off about those movies? They usually wait till a couple months before the movie comes out to give you a trailer. You have to wait so long before you get a trailer to this thing.
No, and I really hope. It's been confirmed that Mel Gibson is the villain. You know, I'm hoping like Snipes and
but if
and
you
Antonio
saw
are
Couture,
part of
Couture isn't back in this.
Yeah, but now they got. I think it's funny how they replace one with the others because they have Ortiz is being credited there. Who's another?
No,
MMA
actually, you know what? I don't see an Ortiz.
I just recently read it that there was
I'm gonna go off the cast list that's on IMDb, and I use IMDb as the Bible. So you got Stallone, of course, as Barney Ross. You got Harrison Ford, who replaces Bruce Willis. Jason Statham as Lee Christmas. You got Arnold Schwarzenegger playing Trench. Mel Gibson as the bad guy. You got Kellen Lutz for all you twihards. You got Jackie Chan. You got Mickey Rourke. You got Mickey Rourke back as Tool. You got Dolph Lundgren back as Gunnar Jensen. Wesley
what
Snipes.
A bad, hold on. Going back, what a bad nickname. That's not even a quote. Tool? Your the nickname's Tool. Hey, Tool. That is terrible.
Maybe that's what they call him behind his back.
It's
hey,
like,
hey, guys, we're bringing Tool around on this mission. Oh, you're going to bring the Tool?
All right, no, Rourke. No. You're a cool guy.
Or what do you call it? That's the equivalency of being like your cool nickname is Douche.
Hey, dickhead, you're on the team. Got Antonio Banderas in this one. You got Jet Li, which should be awesome. I hope that
that's
Jackie Chan.
That's
is
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio. Tony Banderas.
No, but if you were Al Pacino, you'd be like, Antonio Banderas.
A little Scarface going.
Yeah. No, but I hope that Jet Li and Jackie Chan go hand to hand.
That would
be badass.
Awesome. That would be awesome.
Have him fight somebody his own height for once.
Come on, happy feet.
Yep. I'm glad to see that Hail Caesar, Terry Crews, is back, because for a while there, they were not putting him on the cast list.
Oh, man.
But that he's back on the cast list. And then
he's
you got,
awesome, man.
And you got
you
Glenn
have
Powell.
Hail Caesar.
Yeah, he's funny.
But, dude, I'm telling you, man. I
he's your comedy relief.
But what's his name? His last name's Ortiz. He's an MMA fighter who's he's blonde.
I don't know.
Well, he's bleach blonde, I should say. He's up there with Randy Couture.
Well, I just don't understand why he's not back in it. He was always the little philosopher back on the crew. I forget his name.
Well, they swap him. That's the thing. They kind of swap him in and out.
Yes,
you know?
But they swap him out like, hey, I'm here, but I'm going to take off for a while. They don't usually just, from what I've seen. Oh, his name was Toll Road. That's right. They don't just leave you out of the movie.
I don't know. Maybe he's got something else to do.
Yeah, his career is just booming with Ambushed and Three Geezers. So his 2013 is just booked solid. this guy's too busy to film an actual blockbuster movie. Sorry, guys. I got to go film something for your bargain bin.
You know, hey, listen, but in all fairness.
Well, he probably looked at the cast list and he's like, well, shit, with all you
superstars.
B actors that are coming back out of the woodwork, who's gonna be making the movies that go straight to DVD? I'll take one for the team, guys. I'll take this year
you know
off.
What? This is my time to shine. I mean, these guys have been eating up all the B action films.
Well, yeah. You ever realize that that the direct to DVD people are like the porn stars of Hollywood?
Yeah.
They'll make like four movies in a year, like a porn star makes like 60.
Hey, no, hold on a second, because there's been, let me rephrase that. No, you're absolutely correct. Hey. I was going to drop there that Bruce Willis has done a couple of those direct to DVD.
Yeah, he has.
But yeah, you're still correct.
Hey, Luscious Galore, how many movies have you been in? Oh, well, I've been in the porn industry now for about 3 months, so only 275 films, but I'm hoping to break the 300 ceiling and really let my range show.
You know, statistically speaking, they say a porno is created every, 10 minutes or something like that? It's some ridiculous. It's just
which
like,
is 9 more minutes than you need, but.
Zing!
I credit that to the smartphone era. Yeah.
Free porn.
Yeah, love it. But Expendables 3, it's looking good. It's looking good, and I like that they're putting them out like every 2 years.
Yeah.
Every 2 years you're getting one.
It's still relevant, but it's not, you know.
They keep putting Seagal on and off again on this cast list.
They're just waiting for him to lose some weight.
You're going to wait a while. He's only getting older. But they should wait for him to put him in the fourth one. I mean, if these things keep going as well as they do, you need somebody that, you know, is a washed-up action star.
At what point do you think they'll bring in Danny Trejo? That'd be great. Just bring him in as Machete.
Well, that's what he is and everything. I mean, he was that. He was Machete in the Spy Kids movies.
He was. That's based off of that, isn't it? Because he was Steel
Machete. Yeah, I think that was his. I think that was his character that they just made his own movie of. But those things are so freaking corny. But if they can get Robert De Niro for those movies, why can't we get Robert De Niro for the fourth Expendables? Wouldn't that be awesome?
Ah, to be the bad guy, like some big ass mob boss.
Well, him and Stallone are squaring off. They're going to do that movie Grudge Match.
Be awesome Grudge Match.
Two,
I know.
Two retired boxers getting back in the ring to face each other. So it's Raging Bull versus Rocky. That's going to be awesome.
I know.
That is going to be awesome. I mean, he's already coming back as Rocky, so you know he's going to be back in shape. I wonder what Pacino's going to look like.
Pacino
no,
or
De Niro. De Niro. De Niro. Sorry.
Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
Come on. So, you going to do the line?
Which one? There's so many.
You know which one I'm going for. Oh, you probably got plenty of those. Talking
one
about
would
his
think.
Oscar.
One would think.
I love that line. That's the best part of Jack and Jill. Oh, I'm sorry. I broke your Oscar.
Yeah, I'm sure you had
more. I'm sure you got more of them. You would think so.
Poor guy. You would think so. But that kind of tells you what kind of guy he is to actually make fun of himself.
That's awesome, though.
You would think so.
Could you imagine, though, De Niro versus the Expendables? You talking to me? Huh? Are you talking to me?
That would be awesome. And what?
Bring back
why
Taxi
not?
Driver.
No, no. Give him Joe Pesci as his sidekick. Why not?
Oh, my God. That would be so epic.
Could you imagine?
I love Joe Pesci and him together. They're phenomenal. Throw Ray Liotta in there for some good measure. Ray Liotta, that's another name to throw into these. He's a badass. He could be a badass bad guy.
Except when he's playing some, what's the word? What was that movie? He played some lord or something of I think it was like a Dungeons and Dragon type. Oh, my God, that was so
really?
Bad. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
If you could look it up, man, that was horrible.
How long ago?
I can't remember, man. That was a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, give me a time frame if I'm going to look this thing up for you.
No, I don't have a time frame. Oh, Jesus God. Christ. Just look up Ray Liotta.
I am looking up Ray Liotta, but he's
Jesus
got a wide
Christ.
Body of work. He went off the map, and so he started filming movies like every 2 months. Fucker's got 92 things on his IMDb page. The hell do you want me to look for?
It's the only one that's like a Dragon Lord or something like that.
You don't know that.
No, I'm pretty
These
sure.
These people stop hitting the mainstream, and he even did a Phineas and Ferb episode, so come on.
Wow.
Dear Dracula was another one he did, a kid's movie, which was like, it looks like the knockoff of Hotel Transylvania.
Jesus
And it came
Christ.
Out like the same year. And let's see. That Iceman movie came out already?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but it kind of fell under the radar.
I wanted to see that. I thought that was coming into theaters.
It was probably out for like maybe a week or so.
Hmm. No, that's what I wanted to see. I mean, he did Street Kings too.
Yeah, it's the same thing as, Nicolas Cage when he did Season of the Witch.
Yeah, but that movie looked bad. I mean, you got Nicolas Cage with his country twang doing...
Old English.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. It was horrendous. God, what movie was it? I'm telling you, it was like Dungeons and Dragons or some shit like that. But anyway,
dude, I'm looking it up and I'm seeing. Oh hey, how's it going, Amy Smart? In the Name of the King.
The one
with Statham.
Oh yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays the bad guy, like the Dutch or the king or the whatever, whoever he's.
Hmm.
Jesus
but
Christ.
All joking aside, he could be a badass bad guy. He could be the Mel Gibson of the fourth Expendables if they keep going with this.
Really? Ray Liotta as a bad guy, as a mobster, is great, but there's certain things you just don't do, and that one in the Name of the King is you don't.
Well, yeah, I mean, come on. There's some actors that if you're not going to change up your voice, don't do it. I mean, case
it's
in
like,
point.
I love John C. Reilly, but he does not make a convincing vampire.
Well, that was a kid's movie anyway.
Jesus Christ, that was horrendous, man.
He makes a more convincing vampire than Robert Pattinson did, though.
Granted. I'll give you that. Yes, definitely. Definitely. But none of them. I mean, I guess Lautner could have did pretty well as a wolf, I guess.
I mean, if he was in another movie, I could probably let it slide, but because he was in Twilight, it's like, ugh. The whole franchise just feels tainted because it was made. Yeah. For no other reason.
Have you noticed
that?
Its existence. It's like, I don't know at what point this. It's almost like a blueprint now. But all these teeny bopper.
They're trashing the genre because well, we saw that Vampire there. Academy trailer.
Yeah. That was horrible. Yeah, but it's not even the point. The point that I was trying to make is like, they all come in threes. Now they're doing a City of Bones or the Immortal Instrument or whatever. That's like four books.
Well, look at Hunger Games.
That's three books.
But that's actually somewhat decent, even though it's an old concept rehashed. I mean, it's a lot like your Running Man or the Battle Royale if you're Asian, because that's a movie they did over there.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I mean, it's an old concept, but everyone says
like, it's the Asian Hunger Games. No, I think it's.
It was out before.
Yeah, it was out before.
Yeah. It was out before, and it was more gruesome.
Yeah. It was. It's the Japanese, so. They're all pretty out, man. They're brutal, man.
No offense to them, but they're pretty fucked up. I mean, if they're not making some sort of anime bang porn, they're over there with their, you know, machetes and hacksaws making these fucked up torture porn films. their cinema is off the charts. They're like, hey, what area is America weak in right now? Anime and torture porn? Let's get on that.
That's where we're going to get them.
I think that's where we're going to go. I mean, India's already got the elaborate musicals. They all break out in a dance at some point.
Oh, my God. That's too funny.
Yeah.
We really need to get back on the ball, man, because all we're doing is...
That's the
Hollywood,
one...
Our Hollywood is doing just remakes.
But that's the one thing America was doing well.
Just copying?
No. It was doing film. We were original. We had great shit going on. Now we're rehashing our own crap.
Yeah. We're doing comics. We're doing books. It's all adaptations, man. And then we're taking foreign films and making them into, oh, you know what? That film's kind of good. We can make it better.
We can fuck it up worse. Jesus.
But anyway, speaking of films...
But I mean, they're dumbing it down. The thing that pisses me off is that it's been dumbed down to a PG-13 level, every movie. Even Hugh Jackman was saying, I'd love to see Wolverine in a rated R film, but you'll never see it because then you alienate a bunch of kids that can't go see Hugh Jackman maybe slice somebody up if that's what he does off screen. You know, he comes at you with the claws and then it fades to black and it goes to another scene. So,
but oddly enough, you can stab the shit out of him.
Yeah.
That's okay.
It's okay if you go ahead and like throw 80 arrows into his back and slice off, you know, whatever you want to. And you
or
can see
skewer him with a katana blade.
Or just go ahead and let him stand over an explosion. It's
sure.
Totally fine.
But God forbid he kills. But it's going back to your theory, heroes don't kill. So.
But they're trying to make him a hero instead of the anti-hero that he is. So
yeah.
That being said, yeah. Even look at Thomas Jane's Punisher. They had to make him very human and likable. Oh, he's not really hurting the big goony guy that's in the red and white shirt. He's just sticking him with, you know, this and that. And then the other guy that was his informant was sticking him with ice.
Yeah, but he beat popsicle. You see what he did to everybody else, though? See, because I like Thomas Jane.
He's a great actor, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying he's not a good actor and I don't
all
like
right,
him.
So
but
if we were to take... All right, I'll put it to you this way. See, because I like that Punisher.
Ray Stevens was Punisher.
But what if you were to take Thomas Jane and give him the Warzone script.
That would have been fine. Again, I'm not saying I don't like...
Would
you
have
taken
that? Would that have been better than Ray Stevens' performance? Or
no, because Ray Stevens was spot on in that movie. It was just, they put... It wasn't publicized, for one. And B, the bad guy's brother was off the charts insane and stupid.
But then
that's what kind of brought that film down. But he did a great job as Frank Castle. Amazing. And the character was represented well as being a solemn character that lives basically underground.
That's fine. But they also tried to humanize him as well.
Not like this, though. No, not like this. They humanized him in a way that the character would do it.
Where he was like...
Yeah, he took care of that family that he accidentally killed the husband because he was undercover. But they did it in a way that Frank Castle would have done it. I think that that's something in his wheelhouse of, damn, I fucked up. Let me make recompense to the family because of what I've done. As opposed to Thomas Jane, who would have sent the gift basket in his movie. Now, put Thomas Jane in this one, he would have been good too, but I think that Ray Stevens just really channeled that character in the way he did it. But again, he wasn't very well known, the movie wasn't very well publicized, and the people that did see it didn't like the crazy, screwed-up brother of Jigsaw, which doesn't exist in comics.
Yeah.
All in all, though, I think it was a good film. It was one of... Before Marvel's, like, closing out of Phase 1... But that was the closest to the comics that that I'd seen a character.
Isn't that part of Marvel Knights, though?
It's still Marvel. It's still Marvel. Marvel Knights is basically their rated R characters, or characters that should be rated R. Like, they in the comic books have put Daredevil under that banner because he is basically a rated R character. He's like a blind Batman. He goes out there with his gadgets and he really fucks people up. Yeah.
Speaking of...
And he bangs Black Widow on the side.
What?
Yeah. That's why they need to get their Daredevil back on. I know they've been talking about doing production on that movie for a while, and I haven't seen any forward movement on that. Just like Deadpool.
You know what? This is what I love about this whole new Marvel thing is the fact that
Fantastic Four is also in the works. Yes, at some point.
Yes, but I love the fact that they now can connect, and it's okay to connect all these worlds. Yes. And stuff like that. That's what's so awesome.
How cool would it be to see in the new Marvel Cinematic Universe Captain America team up with Human Torch?
Knowing Joss Whedon, I guarantee you that he would make some sort of comment. There would be a joke in there.
Yeah. If Joss Whedon had the...
Had the opportunity. Yeah. Yeah.
If he's the one on top of that, yeah. See, it's been announced. The Daredevil reboot has been announced, but it's still not going anywhere. And then even...
But is it the same situation as Spider-Man?
No, I believe that 20th still Century open, Fox right?
It's like not,
gave it up. I think, let's see here. In 2012, I think it went back to Marvel. Marvel, I think, got Daredevil back, and that's why it's still kind of like, yeah. Fox was enthusiastic about doing another movie, but they ran out of time and the rights to Daredevil reverted back to Marvel. So they've got that back, and Fantastic Four... I don't know how far along they are. Let's see.
So are we going to get Batista to do Thing? Oh,
Fantastic Four is slated for 2015, and there's no cast attached yet.
You think we'll get Batista to do Thing?
You want Batista for everything big, don't you?
Dude, he's the size. Come on, man.
You know they're going to CG it. The only reason they didn't CG the Thing in the last movies was because he didn't want to be CG'd. He wanted to be in an actual suit to feel what it's like to be that character.
Okay.
It's some sort of...
Method actors.
Method, yeah. But Fantastic Four is slated to come out March 6th of 2015. Again, I've never been the biggest Fantastic Four fan. They seem very boring to me. I don't know.
It's got to be done right. If the right people get their hands
on
it.
I like the people that they had for the last movie. Ian Gruffound, or I don't know how you say his name, but he was good as Mr. Fantastic. I just didn't
What's the other guy?
Digimon Huso?
Yeah.
Now, if you say Digimon any name quick enough and and confident enough, I think you can get away with it. Nelly Nelson?
Oh.
You can do that little, that French twang into it.
Nelly Nelson?
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
Leave off the last letter. Nelly Nelson? Nelson? Yeah, they need to get a better Sue Storm, because I don't think that Elba was that great as Sue Storm.
Yeah, she didn't look. She looked fake. She looked, it was too...
You could tell her eyes were fake in every single scene. I mean, she doesn't have blue eyes.
Oh, man, who would you get?
Who would I get? Alice Eve is great.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
and
yeah,
she is,
man.
Hot.
She's hot as shit, man. Oh, my God.
And she could pull off the smart thing, too, because... look at how she played it in Star Trek. She could pull off the intelligent.
Yeah. Oh, she would look so awesome in that spandex suit. Can you imagine? Yeah. Holy shit.
Bam, you heard it here first.
Wow. Yeah. Please, please, producers, directors, casting agents. If we can get Alice Eve as Sue Storm, that would be excellent.
Yep, let's see her go invisible.
The clothes, that is.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, speaking of all these heroes and all these movies and stuff like that, we saw a little gem last night.
Yeah, it's very obscure. I don't know if anybody else would have caught on to this
little movie by the name of what was it called?
It's a sequel of some sort.
Ass kicker or something like that.
Kick Ass 2.
Hell yeah.
Or as I like to call it, the Hit Girl sequel.
Pretty much. Hit Girl movie.
Yep. Hit Girl was back in full force. Oh, man, she was awesome in that film.
She is awesome, man. She made the
She's
flick,
a little badass.
Man. Yeah.
The movie Robin wishes great. He was me.
But that movie was amazing, sir. Amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah. Aaron Johnson, I still don't buy him as a hero per se, which
he's still, after everything he's gone through, you would think
he still gets his ass kicked by everybody.
Jesus Christ.
Which, side note, I don't see how they're gonna shoehorn him into Godzilla. I can't see what kind of role he would play. If he's probably gonna let me just say this one thing. I could see him as like the Shia LaBeouf of Godzilla. Like,
okay,
in Transformers,
I see what,
like,
you're saying,
oh my God, I'm gonna go make friends with the people, and I'm kind of thrown into the middle of this.
But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and I feel he was really good
Savages.
In Savages, he
didn't
was really
it.
Good.
I didn't see it.
You didn't get to see it?
No, didn't care to. I mean, this Blake Lively horn between the two guys.
It was good. I liked the movie. It was a little long winded,
mm-hmm.
but. It was good, and I think he did a really good job. But unfortunately, I think he's at that point where it's a little hard to tear him away from Kick-Ass. You know what I mean? It's like Harry Potter.
Well, it's just like Jesse Eisenberg. I have a hard time viewing him as not some sort of pretentious douche, which is kind of the role he plays. Just like John Heder, I can't take him away from being
Napoleon Dynamite.
Not Napoleon Dynamite, but the kind of way, like typecasting the way he portrays something.
Yeah.
Aaron Johnson, I kind of have him pegged in my mind as some kind of squirrely, you know, out of place character.
But like I said, in Savages, he is not that at all.
Well, he just hasn't shown his range to me. I just haven't seen his range in all these different movies. Like, I don't know him personally, and I have not. Yeah, I don't know him personally for him to go ahead and whip it out and show me his range. Oh, yeah.
That could have been worded a little differently.
I probably could have chose my wording a little better. In retrospect. retrospect. Dude, don't.
Oh yeah, but no, but that movie was amazing. And Jim Carrey
he knocked it out of the park.
He could actually play a badass. He could play not a just villain. That, but he could play. I mean,
he not was just awesome. The fact that he can play a badass, but the fact that he has range for you to watch him play something and completely immerse yourself in the movie and not separate that. Oh my God, that's Jim Carrey. Cool. Let's. He's gonna do something quirky and funny.
It was not quirky or funny at all, man.
He played a very straightforward and different character than I've ever seen him play.
I mean, yeah. Given
at moments, he does his little faces, just to kind of let you know that he's still in there. But yeah, for the most part,
it's to give it that almost that scare tactic, that deranged effect.
Yeah.
To his character, because his face, I mean, he was.
But even when he takes the mask off, yeah. Looking at him, you don't really recognize him.
Well, no, they gave him, that was a nose job that they gave him. They gave him prosthetic. He didn't look like himself.
Well, they gave him the scars, the prosthetic
nose.
Yeah,
they gave him, much more.
His teeth, they messed up. They gave him, like, the brown tooth and some other, but he really did that role well. He was a pretty badass, convincing character. Yeah. Hey, what a good guys. Yeah, that's a dog on your balls.
Yeah, that's a dog on your balls.
He was awesome.
And his backstory was pretty cool that he worked for...
D'Amico. Frank D'Amico.
That was awesome. He was a heavy
hitter.
But
you got to admit that the end fight scene was like, my dad can kick your dad. No, my dad can kick yours because he's stronger and he's got bigger muscles. And it was like...
You killed my dad. You killed my dad.
But you killed my dad with a bazooka. Yeah, I did kind of fuck you up.
That is pretty fun. I mean, there is no...
But again, that last scene between them, wasn't it a lot like the first one where they're just fighting it out like a bunch of pansies?
You would have
thought, like that?
Yeah, you would have thought... I mean, Hit Girl was training him
to be more badass. And yet the final fight still felt like they were slap boxing.
Jesus Christ, man.
They still felt like a couple of girls. There's no development in Red Mist or the motherfucker, as he's called in this one. He's still a bitch. As he's getting trained to fight by Chuck Liddell, he's like, all right, fuck it, this hurts. I'm going to pay you guys to be my enforcers. That's it.
Yeah, it's like, that's my superpowers. I have money.
Yeah, I'm a reverse Bruce Wayne. How about Leguizamo in this one, though?
Leguizamo was awesome, but Leguizamo is good at anything he does.
He's actually a really good actor.
Yeah. I mean, we can forgive him for The Pest.
The Pest was great. I love that. The reason I love that movie so much is because I love the opening little musical montage he does. I'm in the mood to scam simply because I can.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm the Latin Houdini. Disappear in a flash and a cash and I'm back like a genie. Oh, oh, oh. Non de la tuvela saying. Yeah.
Wow, you actually know the song.
I have the movie. It's a great movie.
It is not a good movie. The only reason I saw it was actually.
You had to see it when you were a kid to appreciate it, because it's like those things. Like, I would not appreciate. I don't think I could appreciate Mighty Morphin Power Rangers if I just grabbed it off the shelf and started popping it in now.
No, I saw it.
You had to grow up with it.
The reason.
But I was younger than you when I saw it when it came out. So I was at that teeny bopper age that's like, even a little bit younger, where that kind of humor pandered to me.
Okay, I can see that. Because the reason I saw the movie is because I knew him from his...
Freak?
Freak, yeah, from his HBO special and stuff like
that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was
amazing. It was like spoken word, like all these different monologues, and he was awesome.
What was that other short film he did, like Spick-O-Matic or something? Or
something like that. I can't remember. It was a while ago.
Those were kind of weird, though.
We're talking like what?
Mid-90s or early 90s.
Early to mid-90s, give or take.
Yeah, but Freak was his amazing. I think he won a Tony for that.
I didn't know that one.
Huh. I think he did. It was a one-man show that was on stage for many, many months, I believe.
Yeah, I remember because I saw it on HBO.
That was so good.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he's got a lot of talent, and he shows it in this movie. He's basically the hitman's Alfred.
Yeah,
did you just call me Alfred? Is that not a compliment?
Yeah, you I'm your butler. Did you just call me a butler?
Is that not a compliment?
But you know, not for nothing, man. I liked him as the what's his name? I always forget his name.
The motherfucker?
The motherfucker.
Yeah.
What do you call him? What's his name?
McLovin.
Yeah, see, is that not sad? You're known as McLovin. You
just
can't...
because Christopher Mintz-Plasse is so much harder to spit out than McLovin. I'm McLovin.
I thought there was that one scene when he goes visits his uncle and they kill spoiler. They kill Leguizamo right there on the phone. Yeah. That was some shit.
Yeah.
And he puts that face like, "Oh, thank you. I needed that." Mm-hmm. Like that was the straw.
But that didn't that to me didn't yield the kind of fruit that I thought it would. It seemed like that would have been a bigger moment. But he basically just went about business as usual, in my opinion. Like, he was going to already go after Kick-Ass. He was already going to do everything he was doing.
Right. But now he's...
It didn't really signify anything, because I just thought... I just thought he was going to do all that anyway. So for him to have killed Leguizamo, didn't have an impact that...
Well, no, because that broke his... That he had... It's almost like Leguizamo... If Leguizamo was there... He just would have gone after Kick-Ass, and that's it. You know, that's what he was looking for. But when they killed Leguizamo, he's like, "Oh, I see. This is how you cause pain. This is how you, you hurt. You really get to someone and you destroy somebody." Because he just got. I mean, they killed the last person, the only person that he really had any connection to. He felt that it was his family, and just completely destroyed it and crushed him. So. Now him being crushed, he's like, "Oh, see, this is how you do it." That's why he's like, "Oh, thank you. That's exactly what I needed." And now that's when he goes after Stars and Stripes. He goes after Night Bitch.
Was that the way it happened? I know he went after Night Bitch after that, but how? What do you think about Mother Russia?
Mother Russia was the shit. The female Dolph Lundgren, man. Where did they find her, man?
Damn, that's Flavor Flav's girl. What's
Holy
her name?
Shit. Red Sonja.
The big bitch from Rocky IV.
But that's not her.
No, I know it's not, but I'm saying that was like her equivalent.
Yeah. No, that was not even that. Mother Russia was literally the female Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Equally as ugly, equally as tall, equally as built. She was ridiculous, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking amazing, man. When she took on all those cops, like if nothing, I get paid $50,000.
I love the way she's expenses. Like the cops are calling it in. They're like, eight officers down. You mean 10?
That was like, I was like, oh shit. He's like, why does she have a lawnmower on the back of
the... Yeah, she got creative. Got fucking creative with that shit.
Even Genghis Carnage and Black Death are like, oh, damn.
Remember she ripped a car door off and flung it at somebody like it was a frisbee?
Yeah, she was the shit, man. She was the shit.
She was flinging it like it was some college campus. Here, catch.
It was the equivalency, which I thought was great because that's perfect because towards the end, that's exactly what it is. It's the motherfucker and Mother Russia... Kick-Ass and Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Well, man, Hit Girl. Hit Girl got her ass kicked, man.
She had a hard time with that one, but she kicked her ass.
But dude, man, but it's just like how she says though towards the end, man. It's like, yeah, this is real. I'm wanted for I killed six people. I murdered six people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like that's the reality. That's what that's your answer right there to, oh, well, you know.
Where does it go from here?
No, someone could be like Batman. It's like, no, there really can't because there is real-life consequences. Yeah, you could have killed a drug dealer, but you yourself are going down for murder. Mm-hmm. You got a scumbag off of the street, but... Yeah, you're going down.
Well, Batman doesn't kill, so you could be a Batman, but you can't be like what she is—a Punisher.
All right, fair enough.
What did you think of Dr. Gravity, Donald Faison?
He was awesome. I love him as an actor.
Yeah, just, he's funny everything. As hell.
He's funny, and when he needs to play serious, he does a great. You know, because if you've seen what is Overnight Air? I think it is, like this little thugged out movie. Mm-hmm. He did a great job in that. Or air postage or something like that.
Not sure.
God, there's so many movies out there. I got so many freaking movies in my
head. There was a lot of death in this movie, though. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, when they took out the dad, man, that was... I didn't see that one coming, to be honest with you.
I figured they were going to have to do that. But what did you think about them getting his other friend in there? That was basically, I'm the ass kicker. Kind of wearing the same exact suit as me, just reverse colors. And
oh, dude, a night bitch was hot as shit, man.
She was, but she did look like a little strung out, like maybe she was on crack or something.
Now, here's my thing, though. What, I'm going to say it on the air, can I? What a cunt the girlfriend.
Yeah, she was a bitch.
Jesus Christ, man.
The fuck is up your ass? You didn't even
give him a shot, man.
Yeah. She just totally comes in there and cuts him off at the knees. Yeah, I'm done with you, and I've been fucking around with this other guy at the soup kitchen or whatever the fuck she's doing on the side.
Wow, man, I hate shit like that, man. You know what? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I hate fucking cheaters. Jesus, but I love Christ. The show. Oh.
You know there's an episode where the host got stabbed?
I heard. I still haven't seen it. I watch it from time to time, and I've still not seen that episode.
YouTube that, man. It's super funny. They catch the guy cheating on the woman on a boat. So they like literally take a boat over to the guy's boat. And he gets stabbed with like a fishing
scale fish.
Yeah.
You just made it worse. I didn't even know that's how it happened. How do you live that down? How do you live that down from there on out? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. God knows what infection you may have gotten.
Who knows? Maybe his skin got cleared up or much better now that you have actual like omega fatty acids and shit inside you.
Direct injection.
Yeah.
Too funny.
Yeah. What would you go ahead and say about Kick-Ass 2? Better or worse than the first one, or equal to?
I like it more.
Do you?
I say better than the second one. I mean, better than the first one. Sorry.
So Kick-Ass 2 is greater than or equal to itself? No, but I really think there was some parts that could have been shortened. It was a little bit slow-winded starting off.
It was
off.
Very slow. Trying to get to getting to the action was a little bit in the formation of Justice Forever.
Yeah.
Or Justice for All.
Yeah. But it was, I think, better than the first one.
There was a lot more action. And let's...
rid of some of the characters that kind of weigh the story down. Like, I thought that... as cool as Nicolas Cage's character was in the first one, he weighed down the story of it just because it was like everything has to go through him. And this one, she gets to kind of do what she wants to do, even though she's got Morris Chestnut busting her balls.
I felt bad for him, man.
Yeah.
Because at the end, I mean, she just, I mean, what do you do with that? I mean, it's...
He's stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, but you've set it up, one would hope. Because Hit Girl just gets on the bike and is like, listen, I mean, so much shit has gone down. I can't put Marcus through all this. So.
And they changed him up, too. They changed up Todd and him.
Yeah, so it's like, you know what? I'm just going to head out. He's like, but you can't go. You know, Kick-Ass like, you can't go.
There has to be a part three because, spoiler alert, motherfucker's alive.
Yeah, I mean, he's got no legs, and no, that was funny. I told you. Like,
he looks like Darth Vader at the end of episode 3.
But but that movie was amazing. I really, really liked it. It was super, super cool.
It was fun.
It was a fun, like, that's definitely a Blu-ray buy and be watching it more than once.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my girlfriend hasn't had a chance to see it, so I'm definitely going to go see it with her again.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Her again, or just yeah. So she'll see it for the first time. I'll see it again.
Is there anything else really on the forefront that we're looking forward to seeing anymore?
Not really, man.
I mean,
the leaked trailer for
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy, man. That looks amazing. You gotta love Marvel, man. They take the source material and run with it. Is what it is.
Imagine that.
We're not going to try to make Rocket Raccoon into a humanoid, half raccoon, half human type creature. No. We have a fully animated, CG'd raccoon that's going to kick ass.
Yeah.
Grot looks...
Well, Riddick is actually looking pretty good.
What? No, you're joking. Why would you throw that? You're looking forward to Riddick?
Not in the slightest. The only thing I could say in the next few weeks that I'm looking forward to is The World's End.
That's going to be great. They make great movies, man. I know you're not a big fan.
No, I am. You told me that
Shaun of the Dead and...
Shaun of the Dead was all right. They kept getting better for me. Like, Shaun of the Dead was, okay, that's all right. A lot of it has to do with the language barrier.
You can't do that.
No, I usually can. But I don't think that I was prepared for it when I saw Shaun of the Dead because I only saw it a couple times.
That's not as bad as I noticed in your library. You have
no, you're right. I was prepared for some
Snatch.
Of the
other ones. Yeah, you have Snatch, and I'm sure. Have you seen Lock, Shock, and Two Smoking Barrels?
Of course.
Jesus Christ, man.
No, I can understand. I'm prepared for watching that.
I was about to say. I was like, oh no, I could understand that. I'm like,
no, I was you prepared understand. For watching it. Yeah. I
it's
knew
like
that
you
I
had, literally need subtitles. You need like English
subtitles. For Brad Pitt's characters, but not in Lock and Stock. Lock and Stock, no. I understood. Snatch was harder.
Dude, Lock, Stock, no. Snatch was easier than Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Not to me.
The only character in Snatch was, what's his name? Yeah, like you say, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. That's the only one I had heard. Yeah.
Like Caravan. Yeah. You like Dex?
He was great.
You like Dex?
But what about Hot Fuzz? Hot Fuzz was good.
Hot Fuzz. See, I like them. Period. I love Shaun of the Dead.
And then, do you consider this one of theirs, Paul? Because I think that was actually more of them being in. I think a different movie. I don't think
that was Nick Frost and Simon Pegg in an American movie.
Yeah,
in a Seth Rogen film.
Was it Seth Rogen's film? Did he write that?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying because he was Paul. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it was that kind of humor.
Yeah, it was his kind of humor. I like, to be honest with you, I like that the best out of what they've done together, Nick Frost and him. That's one of my favorites.
But it's not in the trilogy because, as a matter of fact, it says from the people that brought you Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz comes World's End.
Yeah.
It's a trilogy. That's their little
trilogy.
Kind of, sort of.
It's not a trilogy.
It's kind of, sort of.
No, it isn't, because it has nothing to do with one or the other.
I understand that, but
that's
it's
what
their little...
is.
It's, yes, but if it was, how can I say...
I'm going to keep busting your balls on this one, because that one, that's not a damn trilogy.
But I'm saying, it's
if
their,
you were gonna sell the
three films.
No, but
it's
if you were
going to
sell it
films.
As a box set, you'd be like, yeah, this is the Simon Pegg collection, or the Nick Frost Simon Pegg collection.
It's like... It's like Broken Lizard. You have
it's a collection, but it's not a trilogy. Still, no, actually, holy crap, Paul, written by Simon Pegg and Nick Frost.
Ah, okay.
So it is
so
part
Seth
of theirs.
Rogen.
Seth Rogen just brings it into his type of realm. He changes it up a little bit.
So it's theirs, no, because. These other three are written by, what's his name? Oh my God. He's friends of theirs. White?
I know who you're talking about. Edgar Wright.
Edgar Wright. There you
Edgar
go.
Wright.
Not White. Edgar Wright.
Yeah.
So technically it's Edgar Wright's little. Because everyone is in.
Yeah, because he's done World's End and he's done, he even did Scott Pilgrim. And
wow.
Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead and something in Grindhouse. And he's the one that's written Ant-Man.
He's writing Ant-Man?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah,
I didn't know that one.
They've been posting that everywhere. Edgar Wright's Ant-Man.
Oh, shit. That's going to be awesome then.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You know where Shaun of the Dead came from, right?
Where?
That's they used to have this show on the BBC.
Spaced?
Spaced.
Yeah.
It's based off of one of those episodes where they fall asleep on the couch and they have a dream that they're in this zombie apocalypse or something like that.
Hmm.
That's kind of what it's based off of. They just extended from that.
Okay. Well, then it's like, it's no different than SNL then. It's like they just spin off their characters into movies.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Have you ever, at any moment, shot two guns in the air?
While jumping. Now, this will be...
And then, you know what? You know why you can call it a trilogy? And every single one, they try to go through a gate.
A gate?
They try to jump a fence.
Oh, but come on. That's their little running gag.
So
that's a running gag. Whatever. Get out of here. A trilogy is when the movies all connect.
I know. I'm just... Come on, man.
You act like you're new to America. Jesus. Welcome to Earth, bitch. Want to know what a trilogy is? And that being said, I mean, I can't wait to see that. It comes out in 2 weeks. I will be there. And I like that Martin Freeman is involved. That guy, he seems funny.
He's awesome. He's awesome.
That's going to be good.
I liked him in, Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, he was decent in there. That movie was just really out there for me, though. I didn't get the hype. That movie was overhyped to me.
Thanks for the fish. Hooray!
Alan Rickman, though, whatever he does, I'll go see.
Oh, with he was depressed, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it was? A little robot?
He looked like a newer version of Eve from Wall-E.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
He's like Eeyore. Oh, looks like rain again.
Oh, bird. No, he's like Snuffleupagus.
Hey, bird. I think all voiced by the same guy.
Probably.
Optimus Prime. Because, Optimus Prime voiced, not Optimus Prime, but the guy who played also voiced Eeyore.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Interesting little side note there.
Yeah, so when you hear Autobots roll out, I guess.
We're going to take on Megatron.
Oh, boy. Here come the Decepticons.
That being said, folks, I believe that is our podcast for this week.
That's it? Oh, my God. It went by so fast, man.
That's all you get this week. Just a running tangent of dick jokes and other random funny things.
There weren't that many dick jokes.
No, it's not dick per se, like a metaphor. Like we had like sophomoric humor a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, there was that you wanted to see his range.
Okay, there were dick jokes, but Jesus, I had to bring that back up again. I'd actually forgotten about that. That being said, folks, I think we've hit all our time for this week. We've got you almost a minute 20 here. Got a minute and 18.
Whoa!
So,
this has been the longest one, but let's wrap it up.
It's one of our longer ones. Yeah, we can keep going, but we're going to leave you wanting more if you still do. I don't know. That being said, from us at Influx, bye-bye.